Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now. So this episode has to deal with games, but that's not the title. The title is called Two Player. So, no, I don't know if any of you ever played video games. I used to play them all the time. And, you know, as my kids got old enough to play them and they got older, and I kind of fell back. One, because I either was beating ass and I felt bad about it, or once my son got, you know, smart enough or strong enough, my kids got to a certain place, they started whooping me. And I was like, I'm not finna just sit here and lose. Like, they'll call me in there to play some little Mario game with them every now and then, just out of fun. And they just hand me a controller just so I can get my ass beat. You know, literally, I don't even know what the hell's going on the game. But the game has this option. You know, because originally the games is just one player. You know, you're playing by yourself. You figuring out life. You're going through whatever the situation is, and you're figuring it out on your own, right? Well, then you have the option to put it on two-player or multiple-player, whatever type of game it is that you're playing. Now, you know, they play these games where they play people against the internet, people that they don't know, but they're actual people, okay? So they're not just playing against the computer or whatever. So you could put the game on two-player. And when it's on two-player, there's a couple options there too, depending on the game. So on two-player, in some games, it's me and you against the world. You know, we just formed a team or alliance. So it's us against the computer or us against everything else. Then there's the two-player method. You know, it's kind of like a marriage, right? So then you have the other two-player method where we playing against each other. Okay, so, you know, you want to see who got the best game, me or you. So I feel like a lot of relationships now, when people are not being honest, forthcoming, or whatever with the game that they're playing, they turn the shit on two-player. So, or better yet, I put this shit on two-player. Like, I'm going to get in the game right there with you, okay? I'm going to show you who's good at this shit. You thought you was good? I'm going to show you. And that's what the two-player concept is. Like, literally, it's like, okay, we're at this together. I see you. I see you. I identify your game. I identify your rules. See, that's the other thing about games that people play. Like, they make their own rules. Like, these are your rules. You know, guys tend to have this rule of, I can mess around as much as I want, but you can't. Or I can do whatever the hell I want, but you can't. And then it's so funny when I hit that two-player button and I got the same liberties that you have. And who knew? I always had the same liberties that you have. Of course, in our society and our culture, that don't make it right, because according to our society and our culture, a woman ain't supposed to be able to do that type of shit. A woman is supposed to be, quote unquote, subordinate to a man. But in all actuality, if I just do me, if I really just sit back and do me, I can do whatever he does. Now, do I have to do more? Probably. Do I have to go kill that fucking spider myself? Yeah, well, shit. I better, if I want him to, you know, not live in my house. Yeah, I gotta kill him my damn self. That is the woes of me trying to play at the same game with the same rules. But guess what? I just learned I don't even have to play by your own damn rules. I can make my own. And I've always had the ability to make my own damn rules. Oh, my God. You mean to tell me that I've been letting you control this shit and hold on to the control? It's like a man controlling the remote because he wants to turn the TV on what he wants to watch and do the programming of the whole house. I'm going to say that again. It's like whoever controls the remote controls the programming that is sent in everybody's head in the damn house. Duh. So that goes with the head of the household mentality and the mindset. Like, if I say we're all going to watch crime scene movies, then, you know, that's the programming that we get in our head. Now we all fucking fearful. If I set the programming on sports, now we're all competitive and we all putting somebody else down because they don't have the physical attributes, which we don't even have our damn self, but that we judge other people by. I don't know. Seems kind of like programming, right? It's all a game. So it's all about who has the controller on who can set the rules to the game. Because, you know, it's like if you're player one, then you can go in there and tweak, you know, your character a little bit. You know, I want to have this character to do this and that character to do that. And I'm going to make this character strong and I'm going to make this character weak. So player one always has the more dominant position. And who knew that it's all about who has the controller? Fuck, if you want to be technical about it, I should have the controller because I bought the game set, right? No, I didn't read the rules. I didn't set it up. I don't even know how to set it up. Like, okay, is it hooked up? That's my line. Is it hooked up? Is it hooked up to the TV? Did you turn it on? Okay, well, come and turn this on. Better yet, after you turn the shit on and it got a list of things that it got to go through in programs, I'm calling the kids because I don't remember the passwords to shit. Like, okay, every device that comes in this house got to have the Netflix account set up on it. And I'm like, can y'all set that up? It's got to have the HBO Max account set up. Can y'all set that up? Because my kids remember the passwords to everything, okay? Your fucking Hulu, all of that shit. They put all them passwords in there. And, I mean, not that that's a hard task, but it just think about who really controls the programming. I'm just paying for it. And you pay for it dearly when you don't even know what the hell's going on. You letting somebody else bring in the programming and pop your ass on some bullshit. So I say that to say, let's look at this two-player thing. Okay, so you've been playing this game however the fuck you feel fit. So now I just switched it on two player. And it allowed me to pick my own character. I can pick and choose if I want a male or a female character. I can pick and choose the strength of my character, what I believe to be my character's strength, what I believe that my character can kick your character's ass, right? You may have did the study because you've been in the game longer than me because you are a gamer. Sounds like a player to me, a gamer. So then you know which damn character is going to be stronger than the next. Or you know which one is the quote-unquote supposedly the strongest character of the game, because I don't know shit about this game. I'm just learning as we go. I'm picking it up as we go. However, I get a couple of good licks in, hits in, and I beat you. Ooh, how the fuck did that happen? I just beat you at your game, your rules, because I paid attention, because I listened, because I see your body language is going to be frustrated when it doesn't go the way you want, when you don't have full control. Oh, you didn't know they made two controllers. Actually, I know a lot of games that have four. We're not going to go that route because this ain't no polyamorous bullshit over here. You lucky if we're going to have two controllers in there and I'm going to pick up one and we're going to play like this. That's just the only way this is going to happen. I'm really not into it. I'm okay with other people doing what they want to do. And don't knock it. I'm just not into it. I don't have the physical capacity to deal with two of y'all. I don't. And I damn sure don't have the physical and the mental capacity. I probably do have the mental capacity. I don't have the emotional capacity to deal with a man and a woman in my life in an intimate setting. I just don't. I know me. I advise other people know themselves. I know me and what I have the capacity for. So when you put shit on multiple player, know that you're going to have to know the strengths and weaknesses of multiple people in the game. emotionally, physically, what they're doing, what they're not doing. And then it's a game. It is a matter of somebody winning and somebody losing. Every time you cut the shit on. Every fucking time. Somebody gonna win and somebody gonna lose. So, decide what type of two player you want, brother. Do you want to be on my team? And we do this shit together? Or we gonna do two player where it's gonna be my ass against yours? I guarantee you, I'm a quick study. I'm a real quick ass study. And I'm gonna figure some shit out. I'm gonna give you a list. A cold cock ass list of how to beat a motherfucker in the two player game of life. But you gotta subscribe to Vannoy to get that. I can only do so much over here on Bashani. I mean, they haven't cracked down completely on me for my cousin, but you know, they cut my time. So I am not as limited over on Vannoy. So hey, y'all wanna get the finished product of two player? Come over and check your girl out. And y'all subscribe, please. It's cheap as hell. It's like $4 and some change a month. And I just know that a lot of y'all done fell off on listening to me or whatever it is. I don't know. Maybe y'all don't love me no more. It is what it is. Love y'all. And that is what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.